Each day is Valentine's Day.
I did it over.
Over again?
No, I'm just going to record us here.
Record it over.
So talk, we're just recording.
Oh, you should have told us.
It
would have been more natural.
Now it's
rehearsed. It's not rehearsed.
We're rehearsing.
It.
Yeah, right here.
Frat lifestyle. I don't want to be so soused when I go down there that I can't even stand up there.
Yeah, I agree.
I want to try some of that citron. Absolutely, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't help but flip it out now.
Take the price tag off.
And I scratched it off, halfway. I should have kept it on.
Yeah, then they would have been really impressed.
I know.
Wow, he paid $19.99 for it.
So he must make a lot of money, that guy, Marchese. I wonder how much he really
can't invite him to more parties.
The women would see it and say, wow, you think they're great, huh? He spends $19.99.
Then
all my frat lifestyle would come out, you know? Yeah.
Katie's not trolling tonight.
I'd say something like, hey, babe, want to try the foaming beef probe? Maybe I got a frat lifestyle.
Never heard of
that. Just from National Lampoon magazine.
That's where it belongs.
You loved, didn't you like Flash? I used to love National Lampoon. National Lampoon magazine.
I don't.
Did you ever read that, Tom?
That was had like New Women in it, didn't it?
No, not all the way. Occasionally,
I did
that.
It did, all right. No,
occasionally,
no.
That was part of the fun of it.
Nude woman taking a dump or something.
No, wait a minute.
Like, you saw a dump like that, like in some degrading situation.
No.
Like, you know, stupid like that.
No. I had great stories.
Face or something.
No, maybe you had a video of Hustler, maybe, or something. Yeah.
It's like a real tacky magazine.
No, I thought it was funny. Had good stories. Like the story of Larry, he woke up and he had a vagina. Penis. That was a great story. Did you ever read that one?
Yeah.
Did you read that, Elon?
We read it yesterday.
Honest?
Yeah.
You're such a liar. Oh, I read it yesterday, yeah.
Oh, that's right, drew all over.
And there's the one. Oh, hey! Don't toss my cat around. What's wrong with you? You know she drools. You let her up there. That's the price
she pays. She drooled on you?
Look at
them. Yeah, she drools. She gets excited when you pet her. It's okay. Poor Candy. Did Tommy throw you?
Smack in the face.
I'd kill you if you smacked my cat.
Horrible. Not man enough.
Only I can smack my cat. She's a nice kitty.
Yeah.
She's weird. She's just not like a regular cat. She never plays. Sometimes they play, but they never play with me.
She would forget how to play.
Well, they play like on their own, but like I could like wave a piece of string for hours and they wouldn't go after. But they're
old. How old are they?
They're over 3 years old now. I've had them for 3 years. Over 3 years. I got them in October 3 years ago.
I'm going to get a little tired of the string bit at that age.
Do I?
The string bit.
They never liked that. That's the whole point. No, they don't like any of that fun cat type stuff. They've been around for a while, these guys. So they're probably about 4. They were maybe like 4 months when I got them, and that was 3 years and 3 months ago. So they're pretty old.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty old. I forgot.
You be getting the lethal injection before long.
You get so mean when you drink, man. You have to be saying that to my poor cat.
Because you gotta get rid of them.
So I
know,
in a humane fashion.
I'm just telling the truth. I'm a cat lover. Don't.
Yeah, I'm a cat lover, at least when you get it. You love it, obvious. Nah, I would never go. I'm not.
You know what I was thinking? Your cats never leave this apartment, do they? They never breathe with fresh air.
Well, if they went outside, they wouldn't be breathing anymore.
Well, I mean, yeah.
But
it's kind of strange. It's so unnatural.
No, a lot of all city cats are like that.
Yeah.
I believe it is.
It's not very natural for a cat to be domesticated.
It's not very natural for a cat to be like running around and wanting to be rubbed.
It's good, like when you're.